Start your day with Triple M breakfast and a nice hot shower. Built tough for Aussie conditions. When it comes to water heating, ask your plumber to install a ream.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
Here we go.
Come on.
Good morning.
Okay, let's make sure we talk about the East Coast power panic. Let's make sure we talk about the stock market bloodbath, all that interesting stuff. You're on ABC.
Hey.
I know you're
not.
Can we talk about how moist my grass was this morning when I walked
moist
across it?
Moist grass.
Loved condensation and like wet.
Lawn porn. That's more like it.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
EFTM.com, everything for the man. Hey, Trev.
Morning.
Listen, you've just got back from the States. Am I being told there's a new iPhone 14?
Look, there will be, but it won't be announced until September. But every time around this year, every year, I get a few dummy phones, some mock-ups from China, which are every year they're spot on. So I can tell you that there won't be an iPhone 14 mini. That's the big change that'll come later this year. The big screens are selling like hotcakes, so there's going to be two big screen iPhones and two standard screens, but no mini, which I'm disappointed by because I really like the mini. I thought it was a good size phone, but clearly wasn't selling as well as Apple might have hoped. So it looks like there's going to be two big screen iPhones, but still probably mid-September for that announcement formally.
Trev, can you unveil some of the special features that the new iPhone 14 will feature?
I think the great thing is that a lot of the features I'm about to tell you about are actually going to be applicable to all the iPhones, even the iPhone 8, if you've got an old phone. There's going to be the ability to unsend messages.
Oh, yeah.
So you've sent a late-night message, went to the wrong person perhaps. You've got 15 minutes to retract that message. And you can also edit the message. So if you send something, let's say you've got the wrong date or time for a catch-up, you can edit it. But the caveat here is it's got to be to another iPhone. It's got to be to another updated iPhone. So still very risky to send the odd message here and there if you're relying on that.
Trev, a lot of people listening right now would be wondering, can you unsend a picture?
Look, if it's an iPhone to iPhone, a picture can be retracted, yes.
I think Sam Burgess wants to know that.
People's eyes have memory, so if they've seen it and you remove it, they've still seen it.
Can't unsee it.
Hey, Trev, there was some news coming from the EU that they were going to tell all the tech companies that they had to all have one single charger.
Yep.
What's going on with this?
USB-C is the standard on pretty much every tech device except the iPhone. So Apple has been dragged into this. European Union says that by 2024, all devices have to be USB-C. Apple doesn't agree, but they will have to comply. But I think that'll be probably iPhone 16 before that changes.
That could spread to the world, not just European.
It has to. See, that's the thing. When you make a change like that, can't just have one phone some places and another phone others. So if they have to make that change, it'll happen here as well.
That's fantastic. So everyone can just share chargers at a house party or whatever. You just bang, just give me a charger and off you go.
Assuming that no one else in the house still has an older iPhone that has the older charger or an older set of headphones that has a different charger. Like, there's so many things. It's going to take time. It's going to take 5 years for that to really kick in.
Trev, any other special features? They always update the camera, the editing, of course, of the messages, nothing else.
Yeah,
that's it.
It'll have a remarkably better camera and it'll be more powerful. But I really think at face value, you're still pretty well off with even an iPhone 12. This next iPhone will be targeted to people with 3 and 4 year old phones.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I've got an 11, iPhone 11. Even Marto's got a more updated.
I've
He's got
a 13.
The 13.
Yeah.
You are their targets. They want you to upgrade.
Well, I don't want to upgrade. I really love my 11.
And don't. This is the great thing. You can save so much money by holding on to that phone.
Yeah.
Hold on to that phone, save money every month, get a better plan, and that'll help you save up for the next phone.
Is there any chance they'll become like used cars and be worth more soon?
No, unfortunately, the supply of phones is stronger than it is for cars.
And Trev, just very quick before we let you go, how much for the new iPhone?
Oh, here we go.
This is the thing. The entry price will be higher. It'll probably be $1,200 instead of the $1,100 because the smallest, cheapest phone will disappear from the lineup.
Does anybody buy phones outright anymore? Are they always on a plan?
Yes, definitely.
More
than ever, people
are
buying phones outright. Because you're not locked into one of the big telcos then. You can shop around and save big coin every month on your mobile plan.
That's 100 lettuces.
Good on you, Trev. Appreciate your time, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
I won't say it.
No. We need to make a rule. If we're laughing when we come back on air, you have to explain what was going, but we'll start that rule from now.
I didn't want to throw you under there, Marto.
Margo's got a theory gut on a bum. I had food in my mouth and it's now in my hand.
Oh, you spread it out.
Margo, let's play on though. Back to first.
Unbelievable. He a whole mouthful into the hand. And he looked me in the eyes while he did it.
Well, I had to. Because I knew, because we got to be serious. A serious radio station and a serious radio show.
Well, we have to do traffic.
There's some serious traffic going on.
Hey, listen, still out at Warrego Highway, we thought they'd open it up. It seemed that they were attempting to, but if you don't know, a truck went over 1:30 this morning with gas bottles on. They've still got the both ways are still closed at the moment. So if you're coming in from Toowoomba, get off at Rosewood or Walloon or wherever.
I wanted to play a game here, but I don't know if I can with you holding a mouthful of food.
No, that's right. I've wrapped it up while you're not. You can't see what's going
off.
On.
I'm good to go.
Yeah, great. This is off the back of our chat we've got coming up with Jimmy Barnes on Friday. Producer Snowy has been organising this chat, and it didn't occur to us that to organise it on Zoom, etc., he's going to be up on the screen. We're going to record it.
Hey.
He's had to. His Zoom name, of course, if you think about it, this makes sense, is James. It's like just you'll have to Zoom James Barnes.
Oh, because your full name comes up as your Zoom screen name.
Yes.
Does it?
So it would come up as James Barnes. Is that his real name?
Well, when you think about it, of course his name is James. Jimmy's his nickname.
Jimmy!
But he's born James Barnes. But it just was a
real... Is that what he's born, James Barnes?
Yes.
Must be.
What is his middle name?
Oh, I can Google it if you want.
Well, I thought you would have done that. James Dixon Swan. So his last name's not even Barnes.
There you go.
Oh.
His real name is James Dixon Swan.
Of course it is, because his brother Swanee.
Jimmy Barnes. He's giving himself a stage name.
His brother Swanee.
Barnesy. Hey.
So off the back of that, we thought, why don't we play a little game here? I'm going to give you the real name of a celebrity. I want you to tell me the name that you know them as, a.k.a. the famous name. Here we go.
I've got this.
Their real names are pretty lame. Triple M Breakfast Celebrity Name Game.
Marto doesn't know any celebrity, so I'm a
shoo-in
for this.
I could come from nowhere here.
You could be the dark horse.
I might have something in my brain that I know.
We've never done a UV me game ever. This is a first.
Plenty of that coming up on Triple M.
Feels like the first challenge.
Let's kick it off, though, with tell me who is Michael John Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas? No.
He changed his name because of Michael Douglas. This bloke said there's already a famous Michael Douglas, so I'm going to go with...
All right, Michael J. Fox. Or do I have to put your buzzer?
Not Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
Michael J. Douglas. Brad Pitt. Because I know that's not his real name.
Is that the end of question one?
Have you given up?
Yeah, we can't keep going, can we?
Steven Spielberg.
It's not Steven Spielberg.
How many answers are you allowed to have?
Okay,
many
we're done
as Dan
now.
Lets me.
Show me the rules.
This bloke, Michael John Douglas, looked at Diane Keaton and thought Keaton's a cool last
Michael
name.
Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton's real name.
I don't win that.
I mean, there's nothing happens if I give you the point anyway, mate. You can have a point. You can have 5 points for that. There you go, mate.
I'm confused.
This is a pretty easy one. Real name is... Be quick.
Yeah.
Eldrick Woods.
Tiger Woods.
So Tiger Woods' dad's mate was a Vietnamese soldier in the Vietnam War.
Blah, blah, blah.
And his name...
Move on.
His nickname was Tiger. And she's annoyed because she's not winning.
Is that 10-0 I'm winning now?
I'm going to give you... She's on minus five for being a smart ass. You're on 10.
I'll take my Theragun to your head.
Just play.
So Tiger was his dad's mate's name. So he goes, we're going to call you Tiger as a nickname. Whose name is Eric Marlon Bishop?
Marlon Brando.
Not Marlon Brando. You're crap at this game.
Eric Marlon Bishop.
It is nothing like the name Eric Marlon Bishop. It's completely random, made up.
Is it a boy still?
Yeah, bloke.
But he wanted to be a girl for a particular reason.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Not like that.
Billy Joel.
Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx used to do stand-up and noticed that women were getting called up first at open mic night, so he changed his name to Jamie Foxx because it sounded more female.
Like
he started jumping the queue.
Oh, wow.
Okay, last one. You'll get this one quick. Be quick, Margo.
What's the score?
Well, no. Margo just got another minus five for that.
She's
on minus 10. You're on 10.
Oh, was that a sarcastic wow?
It was.
Yeah, you deserve that too.
Okay, be quick. Come on, last one. Yeah, whose name is Henry Charles Albert David?
Prince Charles. No. King Charles Henry David.
Henry. What's the nickname for Henry? Come on, Henry.
Hank.
Hank.
Williams.
Tom Hanks.
my God.
William Hanks.
An H. An H. Hanks. Who's a boil?
H.
He's
Harry.
Henry.
Harry.
Harry. Margo. You.
Margo's finally got a point.
Wow, what a game.
There you go. Margo, you're on 10. Yeah. That 5 can get you up to -5, Margo. Well done.
Oh, that's incredible.
I'm bad at games. I'm not even good at charades.
Who was it again? I couldn't hear.
I see why you guys
Prince
don't.
Harry.
Prince Harry.
Yeah. This is why you guys don't
What's
play games.
What's his real name?
What's his name?
Jesus Henry? Christ. I mean, Bon Jovi's here. We've got to wrap it up.
Yeah. What's Bon Jovi's real name?
John.
John.
Oh. It's Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
It's Whingy Wednesday too.
I've got everything to whinge about.
Can, you
can I go? Yes. Well, there'll be plenty of people wanting to whinge about that traffic that's on the traffic Bruce Highway and the Warrego Highway. Incredible scenes out there. Stay safe, everyone. I want to whinge about a parking fine that I got yesterday. Marto, you were just talking about parking fines in car parks.
Don't pay it.
I got one out on the street.
I'll pay it.
Yesterday.
Immediately.
Yesterday we went and gave blood and there was a parking bay out the front of Lifeblood on Edward Street.
I saw that pay.
In the city.
Park, yeah.
And it said blood service. So I pulled up there, ran inside. I reckon I would have been in there for 45 seconds. I said to the lady, hello, I'm Margot Parker. I have an appointment at 12:30. I'm running a little bit late. Would you mind? There's a blood service bay out the front. Can I park there or do you want me to go and find a park? She said, no, you can't park there. That's for donors, like other people picking up collection.
Or like the big van.
Like the vans, right?
It's
so
like a
she
blood
said,
service.
We like to keep that, you know, for them. So I said, yep, no worries. Where's the best place to park? So I went down onto Adelaide Street and I parked down there. So as I come out from my 1 minute inside the blood store, there's a guy printing out a ticket for $275. I said, mate, I literally was inside for 45 seconds. You had to have been standing there and seen me run inside. And he said, oh, well, too late now.
Oh,
I wanted to punch him in the face. I mean, I don't condone violence, but I was so mad. $275 for 45 seconds. I was like, you're trying to do a good thing. Trying to do a good thing by giving blood, and there's this waste of a human just giving out $275 tickets for 45 seconds worth of parking.
Substantial wins. You feel better?
Not really.
Actually, can
still
I just
pay the bloody thing?
I've just sort of a couple of whinges. This is great. Cars that park, single cars that park in the clearly designated trailer bays. We've done it before, but I'm going to do it again because I saw a blue on yesterday where a bloke had his ute and the trailer behind. He went to go. He went, ugh. And there was a Hyundai.
Just
this
a
is at Newstead Bunnings. So cop this.
Whinge.
Car parked in the car and trailer bay. Get out of the way.
Get stuffed.
Can I also whinge about people who jump on the Socceroos World Cup bandwagon?
Oh, present.
Me too. That's all of us.
All right, give us a call. 133-53, Whingy Wednesday. Get it off your chest. Do you two feel better now for having
done
that?
I don't feel better because I called that guy a waste of space of a human. I didn't mean that. I'm sure he's really lovely and he's just doing
he's
his job. But Jesus.
Backtrack.
He's a turd. You should have got his name and slagged him off on air, mate. You didn't go hard enough.
Oh, I wasn't going to whinge today, but I just
you
thought of another one.
You just whinged throughout that whole song.
Did you
cop the back end of his whinge?
You just copped the back end of Marto's whinge.
Did you hear that MasterChef ad on before? Fruit salad curry. They have officially run out of things to cook on that show.
Hey, Paul in Wonga Wallen wants to have a chat. Morning, Paul. You got a whinge for us?
I certainly do. Being a tradie, you go into Bunnings and you go into the drive-thru area and there's some idiot in a Hyundai gets going to pick up a light bulb or a pop plant.
They're right next to the studs where everyone's trying to load on timber, correct?
Yep. Is that an apprentice that's been sent out, do you reckon?
No, definitely not. Just some idiot.
Yeah.
Just some rando.
No, they go into the trade area. They could be parking in the normal general car park. They go into the trade area where you got to get your sheets and all your timber, everything, and they think they've got some sort of a right.
So they park close and then go get one Phillips head screwdriver while you're trying to unload a ton of timber.
Am I allowed to whinge about Paul? Wonga Wallen's got too many letters in it.
It's a beautiful part of southeast Queensland, though, Wonga Wallen.
Well, I didn't say there was anything wrong
incredible
with it.
Are you on acreage out there, Paul?
I am,
beautiful.
Hold on. Have you got your eyes on a house?
There's a house out there for sale at the moment I'm looking at. It's a good neighbourhood.
Is it Paul's house, mate?
Can we whinge about Margo?
Realestate.com is my new porn. I'm not allowed to do any more online shopping.
Yeah, I'd like to. Could I have a quick whinge about I'm struggling to find a place to rent and Margo buys a new house every fortnight?
Alison from Newbeath. What are you whinging about?
When you go to a petrol station, particularly one at Hillcrest, and there's a coffee shop attached to it, they go in and get their petrol, then they wander off, wait for their coffee for 15 minutes, and leave their car parked at the bowser.
Come on.
No, we're with you.
That's terrible, Alison. How inconsiterate.
I've had a blue with someone about it.
Oh, what did you say? Did you confront them?
I said, excuse me. I said, is that your car sitting out there? I said, move it. There's people wanting to get petrol. And they go, there's no cars behind me. And I said, well, we were behind you.
We had to move.
Great with you. Look.
Good on you, Alison. Give them a mouthful.
Thank you, Alison.
Incredible.
Nathan in Manly, 133353. It's Wingy Wednesday. Wrap it up for us, mate. What do you got?
Passport office.
I see the stories in Sydney and stuff. Where is our passport office, or are you talking about post offices?
Just not far from Elizabeth Street. It's just in the city. I've had to visit it 3 times. We fly on Saturday. Well, my wife and kids fly on Saturday. I want to make sure they get on the plane.
Mano and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
How did your day on the... Didn't you go boating yesterday afternoon?
I did, actually. I raced over to Manly Boat Harbour. Some friends of ours, they own a share in a boat, Mardo, and I want to know, because you mentioned the other day that Kath has a small share in a horse, and you came to us another time and said, oh, this bloke wants me to go in a share in a horse. I've been asked to go a share in a horse. I have no idea about horses or racing, and so I said no because it's not my forte. But now a share in a boat, that's something that I could get into.
I had a share in that jet ski. You know that blue jet ski I used to have?
Yes.
That was half-half with half, a mate. Half. Didn't work out well.
Well, this seems to be a thing because, you know, everybody's about living life to the fullest and the greatest, but times are tough and, you know, there's financial pressures. So it seems like a really good idea at the time to go in, you know, with a couple of friends, or my friends, they're in, they're 1/9 of a share in a really big boat because she said, we can't afford a big boat, but we can afford this much money and it goes towards having a big boat.
So there's eight other couples or people.
And they're retirees or they live, you know, out of state and they just come up and you can book in the boat. I think you get 13 days every 3 months that you can book out, which is sounds about... It doesn't sound like a lot, but it sounds about right because
if you thought
about
it. A ninth of a year is 40 days per year.
Yeah, which is probably what you would use a boat anyway due to conditions, due to time. They've got two young, you know, children that play a lot of sport and school and they both work full time.
Does it get tricky with who gets it for, say, New Year's Eve?
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah, or river fire.
Here's your problem.
You can block it out 3 months in advance. So they open up calendar windows.
It's like Ticketmaster. Everyone's on their computer ready to go.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we're going to open up this bank of the calendar, book the dates in that you want.
And that, whoever does that and gets in first for, let's say, New Year's Eve, let's say River 5, they get in first, everyone else would hate them.
Well, maybe, perhaps.
It's but not
they're
fair.
I think they're the youngest of the crew that own this boat. Anyway, something happened to the boat. The boat got broken, and I won't mention who
broke it.
But when you are in a share with someone, you then have to suffer the consequences
of
somebody else's actions, you know? Because Corey hates lending stuff or loaning stuff off people because he's like, if something happens to that boat, then I'm responsible for it. If I borrow their car, I'm then responsible for any damage. If I borrow their mower. But if you're in a share with someone, you don't have a choice.
Boats at low tide in rocks, the propeller nicks a rock and, I didn't do it. The next person must have done it. There's all these investigations. Then there's accusations.
And you hate each other.
And next thing you know, and that's why we don't have a jet ski together, one of my best mates and I, and we're back to being best mates after we lost the jet ski.
Yeah, it took time to get back there. 133353.
It's not much fun.
What have you got to share in? What are you sharing and... How bad is it?
A lot of blokes listening right now, the 2.5% share in a dud horse.
Oh, God. Well, neither of our horses have started running.
Would it be better off either A, going without because you can't afford it, or B... Is it a good thing? I don't know. I'm not convinced either way.
I'm saying these mechanical things seem to be bad, but everyone I've asked about horse ownership, this is the first time I've gone into it, all go, oh, it's tops. You get together and just have fun. It doesn't matter because it becomes like a reunion.
The owner's area at the races.
My girlfriend and I always joke, oh, we should buy that and we could share it. We go in together, you know, and then it's half the cost. We should buy, you know, and then you kind of go, maybe when it comes
sharing
down to it, maybe
stuff
not.
With non-family members, good and bad. Is that what we're after?
Yeah, what are you going to share in and is it good or not? Peter from Jindalee, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, Peter. Have you got a share in something? Are you familiar with this tale?
Oh, yeah, mine didn't end out too bad, though. I had a share in a little herd of cattle, just a starter herd. And,
oh, yeah?
Good one.
Yeah, look, it sort of went okay for a while, but...
Who did you go into a share with, Peter? Was it a friend or family?
Yeah, just a mate, yeah. Right. And we had the block and we set up and... Yeah, so I ended up doing all the work and all the spraying and all the needling and all the everything else thing, and he did nothing, and eventually we wanted to eat him, and he didn't want to eat him, so we said, well, are you going to eat your half, and we'll leave our half, sort of, we'll leave one half walking around the paddock.
We'll have the
three-legged cattle everywhere. Yeah, but that didn't sort of work out, so we ended up buying him out, and...
That's what happens quite a bit.
Are you still friends, Peter?
Yeah. All worked out well. It didn't go bad. We just had to pay out our share and negotiated that, and we ended up with a good, decent little herd out of them.
So do you recommend sharing or no sharing, Peter? People listening out.
Oh, look, things that are breakable. Yeah. Things that are breakable, like your boats and stuff, I wouldn't go near.
Wouldn't go there.
But delicious things like cows.
Tasty.
Anything that can go on a buffet.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
Hey, let's just wrap up the Socceroos game yesterday.
We have never talked so much soccer on this show.
I know.
I have been here 3 years and this is the second time in 3 years we've talked soccer and 2 days in a row.
Now, everyone's taking credit, of course, for it. Did you see Andrew Redmayne, you know, the keeper who did the fabulous, the Wiggles first up.
The grey Wiggles.
They said, oh, yeah, that's our dance. No, it's not Wiggles.
It's the wacky waving arm inflatable tube man from a used car yard.
Used car yard. Netballers have been doing that move for forever,
so
trying
true.
To keep the goal shooter distracted.
True. And then did you see, you know how after he scored the goal, he stood to the side and just did that big face. Did you see his missus? She said, oh, that's the face he pulls for our kid.
Oh,
you know,
that's
he was
cute.
He did that for us. Oh, turn it up. That's just his stupid face. And she's claimed it. Everyone's claiming it. And then, of course, Jeff Fenwick's claiming it because he did a little message, the coach, Graham Arnold, before the game. He got Jeff Fenwick to record a little thing to camera so he'd play it to the... Because apparently Graham Arnold used to love Jeff
What's
Fenwick.
What's Jeff Fenwick got to do with the
I don't know.
You're mentally prepared, you're physically prepared, and you're ready to do battle. You're ready to die out there for Australia. Not for Australia. Matter of fact, Australia. For yourself. You're ready to die for yourself. You're going to do this for yourself. You're going to do this for you guys individually.
What the hell was that?
You're going to do it for yourself. Not for the country. Yeah, yeah. Not
for Australia.
Just do it for yourself.
I'm pretty sure it's all about Australia and everybody in it.
Okay. So, fabulous news, all the rest of it. That'll happen November, December. But the best news has come through this morning. And I will sit here with hand on heart. You know I love Kiwis. I love New Zealand. I love all the Briwis that live here. There's probably 60,000, I believe, live in Brisbane here, 200,000 in Australia. No, is there 200,000 live in southeast Queensland?
Are you looking at me when you ask that question?
I need to be careful because
I'm about coming here. What is it?
Don't do it.
And I love New Zealand.
Don't do it then.
About an hour ago.
Don't.
About an hour, because you know Australia got the 31st position in the World Cup. This morning at 4 a.m, New Zealand played Costa Rica for the 32nd and final position in the World Cup finals.
And they got it?
Costa Rica won 1-0.
Oh!
Stick to rugby!
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Both of us had to go into the city, in Brisbane City. Parking is ridiculous in the middle of Brisbane City. I was just over an hour and it cost me $48 yesterday.
I was just under 2 hours and it cost me $65.
It's incredible. Anyway, this is a community service notice virtue because they had this story on last night on the news about a bloke who parked his car. This is on a Saturday. Went into the valley there. Well, I'll let Gary tell his story.
It's last Saturday and Gary Parmenter has parked his car at the Valley Metro car park in Brisbane's Fortitude Valley. To Gary's surprise, when he returned to his vehicle, he'd been fined.
I've never heard of anything like this. They're giving out tickets. I got one in a bloody parking station where you park.
He's not happy.
No.
He's not happy. So he went in to pay his money. It said $16 and they put a little parking fine under his windscreen wiper.
Why? So, how?
Well, he goes to say...
Can you believe they're fining people parking in a paid car park?
No, can't, Gary. He's not happy.
Nice,
so
Gary.
He was in a paid car parking facility.
That's right, in the boom gate.
With the blue P, in he went.
No,
and he got fined for what?
He may have been on the wrong level. That's what they've pinged him for. Oh.
It said in here, on a Saturday, $16. There it is right there in writing.
However, Gary and other drivers have been slugged the additional $77 for parking on the wrong level.
Oh,
and so he's got out of his car in the car park to go and check, and in that time they've slugged him with a fine.
But there's a sign that had like 500 words on it. You know those signs, conditions of parking at the secure parking. So,
yeah.
They said you should have read all our conditions, and you were on the wrong level.
That?
You should have gone to the second level, not the first level. It's the first level.
What does it matter?
Exactly.
Within the car park, there is signage to warn drivers of a one-hour parking limit on level one. But Gary says he didn't see them. In fact, the company has declared it's up to each driver to read this contract upon entry.
Okay, let's just sort this out because we have sorted it out previously because my wife used to work in supermarkets and she'd stay over the three-hour time limit and they'd try to fine her.
They're bastards.
We are very clear here at Triple M. We are not lawyers. Are you a lawyer?
No.
Are you a lawyer?
No, sir.
I'm not a lawyer.
Unless you need to be, then I am.
But are we?
lawyer, not a lawyer.
If you need me to be, I will be.
We're
but
bush
no,
lawyers.
I'm not.
But let's make it really clear. We actually got the head of the Queensland Law Society. Can we be very clear? If you get a parking fine from some trumped up private car park, rip it up and throw it in the bin. They cannot enforce it. Don't be scared of them. They will not hurt you.
Oh.
And don't ring me back if you end up in court.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Listen to this one. We've been tipped off by Brad, who works for Bunnings, that the hardware retailer is expanding its horizons. Now, they've got something like, is it 10,000 products or 50,000? They've got an incredible number of products, anyone know. He was unloading a truck at the store he works at yesterday and was unloading computer gear.
New office fit out?
You maybe think so, but this computer gear wasn't for an office. It was for retail purposes,
oh.
And there was heaps of it. Look out, JB Hi-Fi. Bunnings could be coming for you in the laptop area. What about that one?
They're going to sell computer stuff?
They'd do anything.
Tell you what, if they actually had branded up Bunnings computers, wouldn't everyone want a...
Oh, just across the bottom.
Yeah, with maybe a big case on it so you could drop it off the
big
side
hammer.
Of a building, it wouldn't break.
Big red hammer, you know, across the screen.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I'd buy one.
Well, yesterday we were also talking about the cost of lettuce on the show. Yeah. Well, there's set to be more pain while grocery shopping because Leon works for a distribution centre at Heathwood, and he's told us that there's about to be a severe... Wait for it.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Sriracha shortage.
The hot sauce.
The hot sauce.
This stuff is good. If anyone doesn't know it, it's magnificent.
Leon has told us that he's received less than half of their normal order and is expecting it to get worse over the coming months.
What?
So if you love your hot sauce, tip is sauce up.
You know it's completely stuffed?
What?
The zinger. No lettuce and no zing.
Oh
dear.
That's got to be one of the secret herbs and spices, sriracha, doesn't it? We're down to 10 now.
How good is sriracha?
Oh, my God.
A sriracha mayo.
It makes everything good.
Leon has received less than half his normal order.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a crisis.
Shut up. Shut up, mother.
Hey, mate, at news.com.au, that's a crisis. That's
okay.
The end of the world
headline.
And the headline.
Okay, okay.
It's a hot sauce shortage.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Good morning. We've given out 4 tickets to Crowded House on the show this morning, if you don't mind, and an easy $1,000 cash. And we're doing it all again tomorrow, Triple M's $1,000 Briz Quiz.
Marto, you and I headed off yesterday to Australian Red Cross Lifeblood Donation Centre in the city. You
was that
donated
your first
blood?
Time?
Whole blood?
Yeah, whole blood. It just kept coming out
bag
of me.
Bag of blood. I donated
grams.
A whole bag of blood. First time ever for
first
me.
First time, me too.
You? Oh, look at us go. This pump.
Knuckles. My mother-in-law did it more than 100 times.
She
was amazing. I should have done this before now.
And I didn't really know what to expect, so I thought there must be other people out there who don't know what to expect, so I asked... What do you expect when you give blood?
Well, you can expect to have a great experience, Margot. That's pretty much what it's all about. So we were like looking after our donors. We've got had one donor in here this morning who gave his 480th donation today. So he's basically come in every 2 weeks for about the last 20 years. So he loves coming in and seeing the people here and saving lives.
I met that bloke because I went in the
You were there in the morning.
And he heard that I was a newbie and he went, 480. I said, 480 what? He said, this is my 480th. And we met each other. Rodney, his name was. 80 years of age.
Incredible. Oh.
He said, I should hit 500 because they give him a special badge or something for 500. I'll hit 500 early in March or so.
It's beautiful. And it mentioned that Rodney goes every 2 weeks. And what that is Rodney's doing is a plasma donation because there's two parts of the blood that they use, which is the plasma and then obviously the whole blood.
Yeah.
And every 12 weeks you can donate whole blood, but every 2 weeks you can donate plasma. And so I was like, well, what do you need more of?
It sort of depends on the time of year. So at the moment, we really need whole blood. So we're looking for people, especially those with A and O groups, to come in and donate to give whole blood. But plasma is something we need all the time as well because we basically make plasma into 18 different medicines. Helps people with things like cancer and especially people with immune deficiencies, which are becoming more and more prevalent in Australia.
Incredible.
I'm an OE. Do you know what you are? I'm O.
No, I didn't ask.
I go mine. And didn't you remember we said in France they tell you, they send you a text? Now, they were telling me they tell you when you're blood gets used for the first time.
You'll get a text in the next couple of days saying that it's gone to Lismore Base Hospital or up to Cairns somewhere.
Yeah, well, I asked him because I wondered. I'm like, how quickly can you turn it around? He's like, in a couple of days. I said, do you get the text message? And he said, yep, we notify you to say when your blood's being used. What happens with the blood once they take it from you? Well, tell us, Liam.
The vast majority of donated blood, 33% of donated blood basically goes towards cancer patients. So especially those with blood cancers, some of those might use sort of 8 units of blood every week during their entire treatment. Their treatment can last years. So that really adds up and that's why we need that sort of 33,000 blood donations every week. So we put the red cells will go to someone, the plasma will go to someone, and the platelets will go to someone as well. So yeah, just one whole blood donation today and you're saving 3 lives.
So one donation will save 3 lives.
That's great.
So you've just saved 3 lives. And I've just saved 3 lives. That's 6 lives in total between the two of us. Can you imagine if everybody got out there, how many lives we potentially could help?
That's what this is about. I gave Tuesday blood. It's my Sunday morning blood that's not worth having.
No one wants that.
My Tuesday blood's good.
I did ask him. I said, is there such a thing as clean or dirty blood? And he said, all blood is good blood. Obviously, they have to test it and put it through a process to make sure it's all good. But otherwise, that's what you sit down and go through the nurse with. She checks to make sure.
God, they were good. Can I thank Nurse Sally? Did you have her?
I had Nurse Tanya.
Oh, they were great.
Tell you what, Margo, though, you did pick the wrong day to start your 8-week challenge, though, mate.
I did. So I was in a bit of a hurry. And can I just say, Nurse Karen, who also looked after me, and Taylor, asked me to stay around because you have to have,
replenishment.
This one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically what you'll do is you'll come in, you'll do a bit of an interview with one of the nurses and check to see that it's all good for you to donate, and then you'll basically go out into the donation. The donation takes between about 5 to 10 minutes to give whole blood, and afterwards you get to relax for a little while and enjoy some of the lovely snacks we've got on offer here as well.
No, you don't,
No
mate.
Snacks, Margo. No. I started a 12-week challenge yesterday. They said, can you have some juice? I'm like, no. Can I have water? They're like, no, you need juice. Can you have some chips? No, I can't have chips either.
Really stuff you. I had 2 pies. It was great. They give you pies and sausage rolls and stuff.
Tell you what, though,
Margo. It was the worst day ever.
Good way to lose weight. Just keep donating blood every day, mate. There's half a litre gone.
Hemorrhaging.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.
Uncomfortable thing on Big Carl today. What's his show called? Today.
Today's show, yeah.
They're just comparing various fast food options. It's not good. Look away.
Look away.
You were just talking about you're not allowed to eat at the moment. Can we just talk about what's going on in here? I've promised I'm not eating in the studio. I'll eat boring stuff, but I won't eat anything tasty in front of you anymore.
Can I just say, I want to quit already. Yesterday, I couldn't have anything on the cheese platter. I couldn't drink any champagne. I went out to dinner and ordered fish. Couldn't have the hollandaise, the burnt hollandaise sauce that came on it. It had some sad-looking wilted spinach on the side. And then I had a vodka and water with fresh lime.
It's fairly grim life.
Wasn't yesterday Tuesday? There's a lot of people listening right now going, why are you having champagne and cheese platters on a Tuesday?
Well, it was
anyway?
My friend's birthday and we went out on a boat and everybody was having a great time. There I was drinking water.
Honestly, some people are listening from prison right now and they're going, that's heaven.
Well, make better choices. That's not my fault. Listen,
On that note, before we go home, we do have to talk about Reem. If you're in prison and they have it and you're going more hot showers, get the prison guards to get Reem.
I reckon if you're in prison, you're probably wanting to get the showers pretty quick.
They have Reem at the prison, don't they? I was like,
sorry?
They get, no.
What you need to do, I can't talk about prison anymore.
I don't think we can associate.
There's soap and
associate the two.
Yeah, it's an issue.
They get reamed.
But look, if you're a fan of a long shower and you want it steady, hot and strong, unlike your cellmate, grab yourself a ream. They're the very best hot water. Install a ream. It's Australia's favourite hot water. Ask your plumber to just get a ream in your house.
The great thing is they do electric, they do solar. Yeah. Bad news today, though, if you need gas delivered because there's that big gas accident. There's no gas getting delivered to anyone today. Yeah, they do everything. They're wonderful.
Don't look at the screen now, Margo. There's a burrito and a bucket of chips.
Oh, my God. It looks so good. It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show. Triple M.